Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Great to check in with Emma Brommer with Stratford Public Library with our Queer Book of the Month selection with Stratford Perth Pride. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning, Jamie.
Emma, it's great to check in. Here we are, it's the month of March, and you got a brand new selection for our Queer Book of the Month. What have you selected for us?
Yeah, this month I chose a transition memoir called I Heard Her Call My Name by Lucy Sante. And this one's about Lucy Sante at the age of 67 amid the pandemic. She penned a letter to her closest friends with some major personal news. After decades of living her life as a man, she would be transitioning. Sante is a New York writer, artist, critic, and teacher. Her yearning for womanhood, though, it was new to many of her peers, was something that Sante had been repressing since at least the age of 11. What follows after this letter are vignettes of Sante's life alternating between her transition journey and her upbringing, adolescence, and earlier adulthood. Guided by the author's vivid memory, readers come to know Sante quite intimately. From the impact of being a working-class Belgian immigrant and the only child to conservative Catholic parents, to her maintenance of manhood despite the progressive and bohemian lifestyle that she had built for herself across the New York City art scene. With Sante, readers meditate on the social norms, taboos, and barriers that kept her from transitioning all those years. And I Heard Her Call My Name, readers consider their author's existing multifaceted life and what meanings her transition brings to her artistic, personal, and professional worlds. How Sante's leap into womanhood manages to fit into her established life is the gem of this easy reading and edgy memoir.
All right. Well, thank you for that. That's Emma Brommer with Stratford Public Library. We're talking about I Heard Her Call My Name. Emma, what did you think of the book?
Oh, I just loved it. And it's it was something that even if your experience is so far away from Sante's, you know, as someone with a Belgian immigrant for a grandmother, I saw a lot of her experiences in this, so there was a lot to relate to despite such a different world.
Yes, and I think it's certainly a very personal book, personal novel.
Yeah, she's certainly a very interesting person, and I'm glad to have stumbled across her work through this title, and I'd like to check out some of her nonfiction that she's written about New York City as well.
Okay, there you go. So are physical copies available?
Yes, we have a copy at Stratford Library. It's in the nonfiction section. You can look it up on our catalog.
All right. We'll share all the details on our socials at withmystratfordnow.com. And it is March, Emma, and we've got March Breakfast approaching.
We sure do. If you're looking for adventure this March break, you can meet up for friends and family for activities inspired by the Goonies, Pirates, and fun. SPL is ready to engage kids of all ages. You can join us for storytime adventures, parties, maker programs, and more. All March break, no registration required. Everyone is welcome. For a full list of events, including Paw Patrol, Adventure, Dog Man, the Epic Party, and Glow-in-the-Dark Karaoke, check it out on our website at splibrary.ca/March-break.
There you go. Lots happening. March break, March 10th through the 14th. Lots of great programs with Stratford Public Library. And we got one for March 18th, especially if you like Dungeons & Dragons.
Yes, at 6 p.m. on March 18th, we're having Dungeons & Dragons. It's for all skill levels. If you're new to Dungeons & Dragons, please stop by. It's an all-ages program. If you're under the age of 12, bring an adult or an older sibling. We also have registration for that online so that we can put you in a group.
Perfect. Emma, anything else on the go at the library that folks need to know?
Yeah, on March 29th at 2 p.m., we're having wild, weird, and wacky weather. You can join storm chaser and photographer David Chapman at SPL for a wild ride investigating weather phenomena, complete with his amazing photos. There's always a lot going on at the library for all ages. Check out our website at splibrary.ca. There's even more going on our website.
Yeah, lots happening.
Check it out.
Lots happening for sure. Emma Brommer with Stratford Public Library and our Queer Book of the Month selection with Stratford Perth Pride. Emma, thank you so much for all the details, and always thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me, Jamie. Take care.